Hey, good morning, everybody. So, good Arab Shabbos as well. So, continuing on in Parak Chaf Hey of the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. So, Halacha Aleph, we talked about Matalei Malatibur Shalul Hashem Shemayim, which isn't just an Avera Ben Adam Bechavero, but we argued the reason that the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Tshuva and Parak Gimel that Elochelik Olam Haba is a form of Kvira, that a person is like relating to himself as some kind of a demigod, that they should have awe of him. That's really reserved for Kavod Shemayim. So the Rambam builds, and like we also spoke about that the Midah Keneged Midah. You should have a Ben Tamid Chacham. He's treating himself as like an Egyptian pharaoh over here. So we'll see that Torah isn't the Yerusha, and this isn't just something which is inherited, and it has to be earned. Okay, so the Rambam says V'chinas v'lolinhog ben kalos rosh al bishenam me'aretz. Even if objectively they're not the most impressive, to put it generously, we already noted this Rambam in the previous parak, right, of how important it is to have kavod abrios, right, and that the dayan is using discretion, not to ever forget about the fact that kol shekein bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov v'tzivos Hashem shotzim beit Yisrael b'cholach gadol v'yad chazakah. This is a beautiful language the Rambam is writing, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, invested so much in these people that he, turned over the laws of nature for them, and etc. And here what we're saying is that, you have to respect them as well. V'sovel tariach hatzibur masan ki Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though that was a time of almost despair for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu said, and even though Moshe is saying it is like an expression of exasperation and despair, then the truth of the matter is yeah, that's exactly what's required. Again, for a second time, excuse me. One halacha, Rabban shall call Neviim. Kevan sheshlacha Kadosh Baruch Hu lem Mitzrayim. Nemar vayitzavim al bnei Yisrael. It's famous pasuk in Parshas Va'era. It doesn't say what he commanded them. Vayitzavim al bnei Yisrael. Vel paro melech Mitzrayim. So what's vayitzavim al bnei Yisrael? Amr mipia Kabbalah. So it's in Sentara Shemal Pesh. Amr lem Moshe la'aron al menashu mekalim eschem v'soklin eschem be'avonim. That even if they curse you, and even if they stone you. So I'd like to suggest there are actually two distinctive, really three distinctive dinim in this Rambam. Number one, Asulinog men kalos rosh, to denigrate them. That's B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov point, number one. The last point is also that even if they're mistreating you, that doesn't absolve you from your responsibility to them. Amenashu mekalin eschem v'soklin eschem. But there's a middle category, is that even if they're not being egregiously difficult in this way, klala and other such things, literally or figuratively, v'sovel tareach hatzibur masan kimosh rabbeinu. They're just an aggregate effect that every leader sometimes gets very, very tired, because even if nobody's being in particular difficult that day, right? The fact that you have 25 texts and WhatsApps and emails to return, everybody has their own story, and you say, so again, a person has to understand what their boundaries are and what their limits are, and etc. But there is a halacha. Don't do this unless you're prepared to be sovel tareach hatzibur masan kimosh rabbeinu kasher yisal min aseyonik. And the outer boundary point is pretty broad. It's not supposed to be like other jobs in that way. It's an extreme level of responsibility, it is inherently extreme. Kasher yisal min aseyonik, because literally taking care of you when you have a young infant, you can't say, okay, I already spent 2 hours with you, infant. You're on your own for the next 10 hours. Just be grateful. Doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So again, I would like to suggest that's a very important part of understanding in this Rambam. I think there are three aspects to it. Again, never denigrate. That's number one. Number three is even if somebody is acting out, and in the middle, just the aggregate Torah Chatzibur Masan. I think that is a very critical point. I think that has many halachic implications of when we understand what the degree of burden really is, I think you then come to understand why the halacha may have preferred that certain populations don't take on such a burden. because it would just impact their ability to literally be Yisahominasayoneka. It's a discussion for a different time, and even Yavin. But I think it's an important part of the Rambam. Okay, wishing everybody good Shabbos.